If this is your first time here, I recommend you start at episode 1 because this story is told in chronological order. If you find this journey entertaining or even helpful, I would love it so much if you could please share it with friends or family who might also find it entertaining or helpful. Spreading the word really does help keep me going. Truly, thank you so much. In last week's episode, I paid off my school loans. I figured out that I had to go back and re-barcode all of my beach bags, and I had to figure out how to get my beach bags to the Amazon warehouse. This week, my beach bags are scheduled to be picked up by Amazon, so now I have to do the final steps to get them ready for the courier to come pick them up. The exciting thing is, everything seems to be going really well. I will explain to you how we got to this step. Let's get started. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time, and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. It's Thursday night, and this week has been a really busy week at work. I haven't really had much extra time to work on the beach bags, which is not good because they are scheduled to go to Amazon on Saturday, and I still have to go through a lot of beach bags and put barcodes on all of them. I actually haven't had a chance to put barcodes on any of them, and I have to put barcodes on 7 boxes worth of beach bags. And there's like 14 bags in each box. So 14 times 7, however many that total is. I'm not going to do the math in my head right now because I'm so tired because it's almost 9 p.m. at night. But whatever that total is, that's how many barcodes I have to do right now. So I don't know if I'll get through all 7 boxes. I mean, probably not. But I will try to get through as many as I can because I don't want to stay up all night Friday going through barcodes. So let's see how much I can get done tonight. I'm tired. I only got through 2 boxes of sticking barcodes on beach bags, but that's okay. I've got 5 more boxes to go before Saturday, so I think there's time. I mean, yeah, there's time for me to get it all done. I'll just have to do a lot of it tomorrow. But I'm so tired. It's time for bed. So, yeah, we're gonna pick this back up tomorrow. Oh my gosh, I just finished work. It's like 5 p.m. on Friday. I have a lot of work to do tonight. The Amazon guy is supposed to come tomorrow. He's scheduled to come around the first half of the day tomorrow at some point and pick up 7 boxes worth of beach bags. I still have to barcode 5 boxes. I've done 2 last night. I haven't done any today because work was crazy and I didn't get time to do it before work. And so now I've just finished work. It's like 5 p.m. on a Friday and I'm just going to start barcoding boxes. I also have to go back to the print shop and print the shipping labels for the actual boxes so that the boxes also have labels. So yeah, I need to also do that. But first, let's just start barcoding some bags and then I'll go get the labels printed. And yeah, I just want to get everything done by tonight. So if the guy comes tomorrow, it's all ready to go for him. So let's get to work. Oh my gosh, I've been barcoding bags like crazy. So I've done 3 boxes in like 45 minutes. I've got 2 more boxes left. So that would be 5, 6, 7. So that, yeah, So that gives me a total of 7 boxes, which are the number of boxes that the Amazon guy is going to come pick up. So this is going to be good. I'm excited to get the boxes out of my apartment.
I feel like that took a while, but I finally finished barcoding all 98 beach bags. It feels good to finally get all that work done. I truly feel like an entrepreneur with all these boxes in my apartment and trying to work through each and every bag one by one, making sure that they're all barcoded and ready for Amazon. I also recounted all the boxes to make sure there were exactly 14 beach bags in each box. So far, things are looking good for tomorrow's Amazon pickup. I just have a few more things to finish.
I am headed to the print shop to go print the labels that I need to attach to the boxes. I also have to get like boxing tape. I don't know what you call it. The tape that you have to wrap the boxes with. It's very nice and sturdy and secure. So yep, on my way to the print shop and hopefully I can get some tape. Hi, how are you? I need to print like shipping labels. I'll send it on email. Did you receive that? I think it. Yeah, A4. Yeah, normal A4 paper, but I need a sticker.
Sticker paper?
Yeah, sticker paper, but A4 size. Yes.
No need to cut on anything, only printing. Right? On A4 sheet?
Only printing and a sticker, yeah. No need to cut, yeah. Okay, so this is the sticker?
Yeah.
Yeah, this should be fine. How do you peel it? Okay, yeah, that's perfect. One sec to make sure. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have the supplies. So I got my printed labels for the boxes. So there's 7 labels and they're specifically numbered 1 through 7. So each label is unique. And it's on sticker paper, which is good. And I got the heavy duty boxing tape. I don't know what kind of tape you call it, but you know, the tape that you tape heavy boxes. So yeah, time to go back home and keep working.
I finally finished everything Friday night. All 98 beach bags had barcodes. All 14 boxes were counted and double checked to make sure that they all looked good and ready for Amazon. My work here was finally done for the night. I was able to go to bed stress-free, and I woke up Saturday morning ready for the courier to come.
I just got a call from the courier saying that they are going to come pick up the boxes today, which is good because that was what I had planned. So I just finished taping up and sealing up all 7 boxes. Now I just have to put the shipping labels on them from the labels that I printed last night. So yeah. So I'm going to put all the labels in all the boxes and try to figure out what time the courier is coming. I do have an appointment at 11, so that's in an hour. So hopefully he's coming now, or hopefully he can come right after my appointment because I don't want to miss him. So yeah, let's put the labels on the boxes. The courier guy just came and picked up all of my boxes. Well, I can't say all my boxes because I still have 7 boxes of beach bags left in my apartment. But apparently there's Amazon storage limits. So the maximum number of boxes that I could send to Amazon is 7 boxes. So that's half of the number of beach bags that I have. 98 of them just went, or whatever 7 times 14 is, which I think is 98, just went over to the Amazon warehouse. I am excited. I actually have 0 idea what is next. I need to start figuring out what do I do now? What do I do now? Now, finally, the boxes are going to Amazon. Now what? I have no idea. I guess we got to start selling. Yeah, I need to figure this out.
So what is next? This is exactly what I have to figure out now. As I've mentioned before, I'm truly figuring all this out in real time. More to come next week for what to do after your products get sent to the Amazon warehouse. Stay tuned. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word, as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page, at @startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.